Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Aleph in Meseches Kedushin. I'm Zochet to learn this with you from the old city, Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh in Nativ Aryeh, after a really enjoyable night of learning. It's late at night, actually, when we were in the real excitement of the Shir. That was actually the same time that there was a ceremony here on Yom HaZikaron, and may our learning be a zechus for the neshama, and it's a zechus for us to be here in Ahartzeinu HaKdosha. Things are so efficient here, from what I understand. I was in the Beis Medrash at the time, but the Prime Minister and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, everybody who runs the government over here was here by the Kotel in the ceremony. And after I finished speaking and learning, I went out to daven by the Kotel, and already everything has been disbanded, and the Kotel is back. It was cordoned off, and now people are coming to daven Ma'ariv. There are many people come late at night to daven and to say Tehillim. Our daf Samach Aleph is going to continue on. It's with the topics of the Mishnah of someone who's mekadesh a woman on land that's not his. And the Gemara then is going to discuss different halachos in regards to land. The Gemara is going to take us into many different areas that are a little bit, to me, relatively foreign, and that is halachos of Magdish Sadeu, as well as halachos of Pidyon, and that will be Samach Aleph Amar Aleph until we get into a very important Mishnah that's going to continue on with instances of when a man makes a condition to do Kiddushin, and then we will get involved with the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds Kol Tnai She'ena Ketnai B'nei God U'B'nei Ruvain Eina Tnai, and he requires a Tnai Kafel. So that really will be Samach Aleph on basis. Two very different topics. Samach Aleph on Aleph dealing with HaMagdish Sadeyu, because the Mishnah had discussed someone who's Magdish Mekadish, a woman with field that was not his, and that gets the Gemara into details of different components of ownerships of fields and how you assess values of fields and so on. And then we'll have tonight B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, particularly the halachas of tonight Kafos. Let's pick up in the last line on Samach Amabez Vimhera Bebika Eina Mikudeshes. The Mishnah told us if a man says that I'll be Mekadesh you on the condition that you own a base core of Afar, if he shows the woman that he has a base core of Afar, she will be married. However, if he says to her that I will show you a base core of Afar, and he shows her a valley, she's not going to be Mekudeshes. The assumption is that if he says I'm going to show you, that means I'm going to show you what I have, and not that he's going to take her to the Grand Canyon. So he takes her to the Grand Canyon, that doesn't belong to him, she's not going to be Mekudeshes. She thought she was marrying someone who had some land, and that was the condition. Says Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious. It's obvious that if he doesn't have any land, and he just shows her some land, that shouldn't be a valid Kedushin. Lo, says Gemara, Tzricha, we need the case, the Nakit B'Distura. Dustura is, as Rashi points out in the last word on the Amud in Rashi, Arisa said he's a sharecropper. In a case of where he's a sharecropper and he shows her that land, so I might have thought, in such an instance, then he has connection to the land. A sharecropper gets profits for his work. The chiddush over here is that she's nevertheless not going to be mikudeshes. Now the Gemara goes to the topic of base core offer. If he has a base core offer, so then in such a case, she would be mikudeshes to him. What happens if he doesn't have a base core offer in one particular place? And the Gemara then gets off to a very technical and fascinating discussion in regards to Hegdish and Pidyon. Says the Gemara, Gabe Hegdish Tanan, in regards to someone who consecrates his field, we learned, HaMagdish Sadeu Bishas HaYovel, someone who consecrates his fields during the year of Yovel. Now, the Halacha, or Bishas Yovel, let's re-translate that, Bishas Yovel, meaning that when Yovel is operative. Rashi explains that when Yovel is operative, so then the halacha of stay achuza applies. Stay achuza is that if a person has a field and he's magdish it, so then in such a case, the way in which you redeem it is uniform. And that goes back to the pasuk itself. Let's take a look at some important psukim that appear in the end of Vayikra. V'im mistei achuza so, Vayikra chav zayin tezayin. You might have this in your Torah or Shalim. V'im mistei achuza so, yagdish ish lashem. If a person consecrates a stechuza, so then the way in which he redeems it, v'hoya erkecha, the way you calculate l'fi zaro, zera chomer saorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. The amount of land that's used to plant a zera chomer saorim is redeemed for 50 shekel a piece. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Hamakdish tadei b'shas yovel, nosem b'zera chomer saorim chamishim shekel kesef. You estimate every parcel of land that would plant a chomer of saorim. That refers to, actually, chomer is a kur, so that's very much relevant to our case of a man who is mekadesh with a condition that was a base kur. So then is 50 shekel kesef. Now here's where things get complicated. Hayu nikaim. If there were holes, breaks, caverns in the land, amukim asar tfachim, ditches that are 10 tfachim deep, o slime or rocks, gvoim asar tfachim that are 10 tfachim high, ein nimdadin ima, then you don't calculate those with the rest of the land. Tosis in Dibra Maskel, ein nimdadin ima, explains, according to Rashi, that ein nimdadin ima means that when you're going to redeem it, you're going to have to make two calculations. One is that when it comes to the land itself, we have Xeris HaKosav that you do Zera Chomer Saorim. Now that tells us that it doesn't matter whether the land is good land, whether the land is in the Golan, or the land is in bad land. Nevertheless, or it's Gaza, so in terms of the quality of land, whatever it might be, at the end of the day, it's Eretz Yisrael, and since it's Eretz Yisrael, it's Zera Chomer Saorim. However, when it comes to these caverns, they're assessed separately, and you don't assess them in terms of Zera Chomer Saorim, but you assess them based on their value. Are they fertile ditches, or are they not? So that's according to the way Tosis presents Rashi, that's what Ein Nimdadin Imam means. It has its own set of assessment, and you assess it actually differently. Pachas Mikan, if it's less than 10 Tfachim deep into ground, or 10 tefachim high, the rocks, nibdadim ima, they're assessed together. Vavina, but we analyze. Nihide bahade aralo kidshu, it's true that they don't fall into the same category of the kedusha of the karka, because they're of different status, but nigdashu ba'apinav shayu, they should be considered consecrated as the land itself, and have a separate tally, but that tally should be done with Zera Chomer Saorim. Why is it that you don't do the tally as Xeris HaKosav of Zera Chomer Saorim, and you assess it in terms of its basic value and not the Zera Chomer Saorim? Why not, asks the Gemara? V'chi teima, if you're going to say Kama de lo have beis kur lo chashiv, that since these ditches and these ridges are not a base core size, so they're not chashuv in itself, and therefore they're not calculated as being karka chashuv of zera chomer saorim. Uramin will ask you a question. Sode matal melomer. When the pasuk tells us that if you're magdish your land, it says v'im miste achuza so yagdish. Why does it say ste achuza so yagdish? Just say im me achuza so, from that which he had inherited from his father. But why does it say a sada that he inherited from his father? Because it says zerachomer sorim bichamishim, that we said that there is chamishim shekel for every land that produces zerachomer sorim. Ainli elo shehigdish b'inyan hazeh. Maybe if he was magdish, a full base kur, then you redeem it in such a way. Minayin l'rabos. What about a case that we would include lesach vechetzi lesach, saw tirkav vechetzi tirkav, vafilu rova minayin, that even if he does less than a kor, how do you know that you would assess in such a way? Tamalomer, that's why we have the gzeres kasuv sada bichal makom, mikal makom. In all instances, the sada would have the halacha of being required to redeem. So then we have a question, and that is, that why is it that the nekoim and the slime are not done with zerach omer seorim? Amar mar ukva bar choma, 11 lines from the top, and samach aleph amin aleph. Hacha ben nekoim melei mayim askinan. We're talking about here ditches that are full of water, mishum delav b'nei zriya ninhu, and you can't plant inside of it. Dekanami, and this is also precisely such later on. Diktani dumi deslam gvoim, shmamina. So that's our proof. Asks the Gemara. So the bottom line is, let's just summarize that if it's full of water, so then it's not even considered like regular karka. Asks the Gemara, ihachi afilu pachlas mikain nami. If that would be so, then even something that's less, if we're going to say that it has no significance because it's filled with water, so then even if it's less than 10 tefachim, so then in such a case you shouldn't calculate it at all. And didn't we learn that those that are less than 10 tefachim are calculated as space connected with the larger bodies? Answers the Gemara, Hanu, these that are less than 10, Nagi da'ari mikru, are considered an extension of the field. They are the terrains of the field because they are the water is used to help water that is extra runs over there. However, when we're talking about big ditches with large amount of water, those have their own identities. Says the Gemara, Gabi Mecher Tnan. Similarly, when it comes to a case of sale, Homer lechaver, somebody says, his friend, base kor, offer ani mocher lecha, I'm selling you a base kor of land. Vahayu sham nikarm, so it's a similar type of case, but let's see how the lacha comes out. And there are nikarm, amuk masar tvachim, oslam gva masar tvachim. So now the question is, are those included in the base kor? Einim dadim ima, they're not included. Pachas mikanim dadim ima. And less than that, they are measured with it. Va'amar mar ukva bar chama afal pishayim melei mayim. We said that they're not considered par land, even if they're not full of water. So that seems to be a little bit inconsistent in what we had learned above, because we said that when it's filled with water, so then in such a case it makes sense ein nimdadim ima. So let's see what the Gemara is going to deal with this. First, the Gemara is going to explain Maruk for Barachama's psak. My time, what's Maruk for Barachama's rationale? Amr lef papa lefishen on rotz eshitin esma osav bisada achas v'yirlo kishnaim u kishlosha mekamos. In general, when a person invests, he doesn't want his land to look like two or three different areas, that it's broken apart. Hence, once it has furrows, so then the halacha is going to be that we don't take that into account, that area into account at all. And hence also it's going to be different than the halacha of being magdish. So hachamai, what will the halacha be in this case? Lehegdish midam minan la. Do we say that it's like hegdish, and therefore when it comes to these ditches, that if it doesn't have water, then it's considered part of it, and therefore in our mission, when he's being Mekadesh base kor, as long as it doesn't have water, so then you could assess, Ola Mecher Medam Ninala, or you could say it's like Mecher, that it's not included in the calculation, even if it doesn't have water, as long as it's a ditch. And so the Gemara Mestabra LaHegdish Medam Ninala, it's logical they'll be like Hegdish, Da Amar La, Ana Tarachna Vizarana Ume Sina. That she will say in regards to using this for Kiddushin that it would be valid as long as there isn't water, because he could say to her, what does it make a difference? You plant and you bring home the fruits. Now who is going to cut it? The husband, yes, husbands, you're the ones who are supposed to cut it. The husband's going to say, don't worry, this is going to be your land. I will be matriach and cut it for you. Don't worry about the fact that there are ditches. So therefore, the halacha is that the only time that the kedushin would not take into account the land mass of Beis Kur is if it's filled with water. Then in such a case, it's not usable for planting. And then the halacha is that you don't calculate that area with everything else. Otherwise, it is joined together and it could serve as kedushin. The Gemara now introduces us to a new and important Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Amud Aleph. Remeir Omer Kol Tanai Sheinim Kitnai B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein Eino Tanai. This is a very, very important position, the position of Rabbi Meir, the sugya of Tanai B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein, and this appears in many places in Shas. There's an important sugya that we had in Ksubis on Ayin Dalet, and the other important place is over here in Kedushin on Samach Aleph. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that when you make a condition, like we had in our previous Mishnah conditions, so then in such a case, it needs to be like B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein. Rashi spells out that we learn in Parshas Matos that Moshe Rabbeinu had a discussion with the B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein, and the conclusion was they would take land in Eivar HaYarden on the condition that they would fight, cross over and fight with B'nai Yisrael. And the condition was said in two directions. It was said as a Tanai Kofel. If you go and fight, you'll inherit the land. And if you don't, then you won't. Rabbi Meir says, therefore, any Tanai will only be effective if it's formulated both in the positive and in the negative. Rashi's example that he gives, three lines in, is if a man says, Hareze Gitech, I'm giving you this get, on the condition they give me 200 zuz. And he doesn't say out the other condition, and the get will not be valid, he says to the woman, if you don't give me 200 zuz. So in such a case, the Tanai is not significant at all. And even if the money is not given, the get is a valid get. Ramei Rami Kol Tanai Sheinu Ketanai B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein Ein Get. Ein Tanai doesn't serve as a Tanai. No solution Ein Tanai is that the act would be binding, but the condition is not binding. Shneimar Vayomer Aleim Im Yavru B'nei Godu B'nei Ruvein Uksivim Lo Yavru Chalutzim. As we mentioned, both psukim are mentioned. Both expressions are mentioned in Bamidbar Lamed Beis. If you come, and if you don't come. There is a dissenting view with Rabbi Meir. Even though Rabbi Meir's opinion is quite famous, there is a dissenting view. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer tzarech hadavar la'omro. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says that B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein, Bamidbar Lamed Zayin is an exception. There it needed to be said, Shalmalei kem yesh b'mashma, shafil beretz kanan lo yinchalu. If he didn't say the double t'nai, then we would have gotten a false impression. And that is that you might have thought that if they don't fulfill the condition, they wouldn't get a nachla anywhere. And that's not true. They would have gotten a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, they just would not have gotten in Eivar HaYarden. The Gemara asks immediately, so let's just emphasize that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is arguing about the requirement of Tanai Kafel. The Gemara in Ksubis and Ayin Dalet learns out other requirements from B'nai God and B'nai Ruve. For example, Hen Kodem Lalav. The positive needs to be done before the negative, and other halachos. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is only being cholik, Rashi emphasizes, on Tanai Kafel. Either way, there's a fundamental machlokis over here. Says Gemara Shapir, Gamliel, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Gamliel had a good argument to Rabbi Meir. And that is, the pasuk just seems to be telling us a different point. Amalecha Rabbi Meir would respond, Isal kadaitach, Lav tonight, le tonight, kafel huda asa. If you're going to say that these two psukim are not coming to tell us halachas of tonight kafel, lichtoy vim lo yavu v'nechzu b'seichem beretz Kanan. Should have just said that if you don't pass, then you'll take land in Eretz Kanan. That, according to you, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, is the point. So, why does it say the word of Eretz Kanan? That is superfluous. You just say, Be'eretz Kanaan Lamali. What is the word Be'eretz Kanaan coming to teach us? Shmamina Litznai Kafel Hudasa. The extra word is coming to tell us specifically about the halacha of Tznai Kafel. Rashi explains on the first line on the top of Samach Aleph Amud Beis that Eretz Kanaan is mashma that it's coming to preclude Shelo Yitlu Be'eretz Gilad, that they shouldn't take in Eretz Gilad. So we need the kfela. The words Eretz Kanaan emphasize that they would not take Be'eretz Gilad. And that's only that they would take in Eretz Kanaan and not in Eretz Gilad, only with the im lo yavru. So the extra words Be'eretz Kanaan are coming to tell us that they only take in Eretz Kanaan and not in Gilad if they say the lo yavru, only if that second Tnai is spelled out. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel will respond, Ilo kasav rachmana be'eretz Kanaan. If the Torah said not said be'eretz Kanaan, it's not coming to emphasize that without the Tnai kafel, you would take still in Eretz Gilad. Hava mina, I would have thought v'nechzu b'selchem be'eretz Gilad. Aval Eretz Kanaan klal lo. That I would have thought that only if they cross over would they take in Eretz Gilad. But if they don't, then they don't take it Eretz Kanaan at all. Rabbi Meir b'selchem kol hecha di'isluchu masher. Rabbi Meir says no, that with b'selchem you would have known that if they don't fulfill the condition they would go get from Eretz Kanaan. Tanya, we learned in Brayso Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel, mashlama davar dome. Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel explained the tnai of Moshe Rabbeinu in the following day, in the following way. Adam shei mechalik nichasa lebanav. He's dividing his inheritance to his kids. Amar ploni bini yirash sada plonis. One son's going to get this field. Uploni bini yirash sada plonis. Another child, a different field. Ploni bini yiten masayim zuz. Another child will get 200 zuz. Viyirash sada plonis. And he will also get a particular field. So one son will give money to another son. Uploni bini yiten masayim zuz. He will give money to another one. Viyirash sada plonis. And then inherit land. So that was the best land. V'mlo yitain yirashimacha b'shar nechasim. And if he doesn't, then he won't get the best land. He'll divide everything else equally. Mi garam lo lirashimacha b'shar nechasim. What caused him to end up taking the Yerusha with everybody else? Kfela garam lo. It's due to the lashon of kafel. When the father said, v'mlo yitain yirashimacha b'nechasim. So too by Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Vim lo savru lo tekablu. That if you're not going to Passover, then you won't get that. So, what was goring that they would get in Eretz Yisrael and not in Eretz Gilad? It was this kafel of Moshe, of Nechzu besochechem be'eretz kna. Asks the Gemara, but that's not what we said from Rabbi Chanina earlier. V'holo damyam mashalu masnisen. This mashal is not what we said from the Masnisan. Hasam Ktani, we learned in the Mishnah, Yesh b'mashma shafilu b'eretz Kanaan lo yinchalu, that Rabbi Chanina had argued that the reason why we had the Tanai in the negative is because they wouldn't even get Nachla and Eretz Kanaan. Alma, so what's the Kfela for? Kfela l'Eretz Gilad nami mahani, that the Kfela helps us to tell us that they would get in Gilad. Otherwise, we would have thought they would get in neither of the two places. V'achaktani, but now when you're describing the mashal of Rabbi Chanina, what was he saying? Mi gorim lo lirosh im echav. What caused him to inherit with his brothers? Bishar nechasim. Kfela gorim lo. That the kafel gave him with shar nechasim. Alma kfela shar nechasim hudakamani. The kfela is coming to tell you that he is getting like all of the brothers if he doesn't pay the money. And so the kfelus is for shar nechasim. Now, shar nechasim in this case is like the Eretz Gilad. And that would sound like that he would get it at least one field. And in this case, Eretz Gilad, even without the kfelus. Says Gemara Lo Kasha, that's not a question. Mikmei Dinei Malay Rebbe Meir. This that was said before Rebbe Meir had responded. This, that the Braisa was after Rebbe Meir, and the Mishnah is before Rebbe Meir. In the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir not made the argument of a Nechzu. And therefore, Rebbe Chanina had said that without Kfelus of Moshe, we would have said that if they didn't fulfill the Tanai, they wouldn't have gotten anything, neither Beretz Canaan nor Eretz Gilead. However, but in the Braisa, with the Mashal of Masar Deneima Le Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir had made the argument V'nechzu, and to that, Rebbe Meir had responded that I'm learning from the words, the extra words of Eretz Canaan, and those words would have taught us that Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven would not get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mashal of the Braisa is responding to, is parallel, is highlighting Rabbi Hanina's final response, that if I had not said Eretz Canaan, then I would have thought that Nechzu B'Selchachem is talking about Eretz Gilad, and Eretz Canaan he wouldn't get at all, like the case of the brother who doesn't pay. The Gemara continues, Bishlam Rebbe Meir, I understand Rebbe Meir, that the Torah Kedoshah says, Imtetiv says, if you're going to be good and follow Yetzer Tov, then you will get reward. Vimlo, Seitiv lepesachatus rovets, and if you do bad things, then Averis are jumping there, waiting for you, waiting to jump upon you. So you have a Tnai Kofel. Ela Rabbi Chanina Lomeli, why did it say both the negative and the positive? Says Gemara, Salkadai the Chamina, I would have thought Imtetiv Igra, that if you're good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward you. Im lo tinkuv lo igra, and if you don't do good, you won't be rewarded. V'lo dina, but not that you're going to be punished. Kamash malan. The Gemara is now going to give us a few examples of where you have a Tanai kafel in the Torah. Another example, Bishlam Rameir, I nisu as tinaka me'alasi, that you're going to be cleansed from your curse. This is Avram Avinu speaking to Eliezer, and he says that if you've done all these things to look for a son, a wife for my son Eli, my son Yitzchak, then you will be free from my olasi, the shvua, the swearing, which of course, if you don't fulfill, comes with a curse. Now the Torah Kedosha formulates that pasuk in both the negative and in the positive. Even though Avram Avinu had already said, Im lo el beis avi telech. And according to Rebbe Meir, he needs to stay, as Tinoke Meolasi explains, Rashi, that if it didn't say that, even if he went, how do we know that the Shvua that he has to bring someone back for Yitzchak would not apply? So he spells out us to Nakimelsi. Other Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Lamali, but according to Rabbi Gamliel, why do we have it? It says Gemara Itzuk Sakdai to Chamina Hecha Dinicha La Lidida. Velo Nicha Le Lididu Maisi Bal Karcheu. That I would have thought that if it's good for the girl, she wants to go, but her family doesn't want Kamash Malan. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. Vim lo yitnu lecha, that if they won't give her, im lo yitnu lach, they won't give her, so then that's what the pasuk is saying, oz tinaka malasi, nothing to do with tnai kafala, that the family also has to want. Kamash malan. Says Gemara, im lo sova isha lamali, why does the Torah also add that Avraham Avinu said that if the girl doesn't want to go with you, you'll also be clear. Why did he add that? Itzrich we need sakadai to chamina hecha to nichaluhu ludidu velo nichalah ludida neisei bal karcha kamash malan. That what if she doesn't want to go? So the emphasis here is in losava isha, he's going to be tinake. We're going to stop over here. Imirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Bishlema. The Rebbe Meir, Haynu Lichsiv and Bichukas Aiselechu. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Aleph in Maseches Kedusha.